Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's classic
hits. Now, we want to talk about ADHD. And has anyone noticed an increase in the diagnosis of ADHD in this country? And I certainly have, and I know from speaking to others, they have too. It seems there's a lot of focus on ADHD, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, at the moment. And I have to say, I'm a little bit sceptical. If you open Instagram, you will see pages dedicated to you telling you, you know, why you have this condition, even though you may not even have it. Do you have trouble organizing your wardrobe? Are you late a lot? Do you find task completion difficult? You might have ADHD, according to the experts on Instagram. And they're all experts on Instagram, aren't they? And remember, of course, ADHD is diagnosed by your behavior. There is no blood test for ADHD. There is no brainwave test for ADHD. There's no clinical diagnosis for ADHD. It is diagnosed basically on how you answer a group of questions. And, you know, we could all fit into some sort of little box that we could be given a label for. Now, there is no doubt that there are children and there are people who do have ADHD. And ADHD, from what I remember, was a word, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, which is a disorder that was put into the manual by a doctor who couldn't come up with a reason as to why people behaved in a certain way, particularly children, when parents were bringing their children saying, well, what's wrong with my son or my daughter? They're running around, they can't find it, they can't focus, they can't concentrate, they're hyperactive. And he just gave it a name because they demanded that it be given a name. So he gave it a name. And on his own deathbed, I can't remember his name now or something like that, but he turned around and said something bizarre, like it didn't actually exist, that he made up the name to satisfy parents. Now, that doesn't mean that a behavioural problem doesn't exist. Of course it does. There's obviously children and there are people who have behavioural difficulties. And there's no doubt about that. But I suppose when we go back in time, you know, many of us had different types of personalities. As we grew up, there was always the quiet kid, the hyper kid, the loud kid, the eccentric kid. And we didn't really have labels in those days. And labels can be a good thing and they can be a bad thing. They can stigmatise, but equally they can get us the support that we need to have a better life. Now, I wouldn't mind, but there are serious consequences for misdiagnosing. And I'm thinking primarily of the medication for it. Medications such as Ritalin or Adderall were once an American phenomenon, but now we hear more and more Irish people are being prescribed them. Both drugs act as stimulants on the central nervous system, with Adderall being an amphetamine, while Ritalin is not. Now, it goes without saying that you do not want to be on a habit-forming stimulant unless you really need to be. And I want to know tonight, have you noticed an increase in people being diagnosed with ADHD? There was research done, I think it was in Germany. Don't quote me, it was either Germany or Norway, I can't remember. And they did a massive piece of research about ADHD and the overdiagnosis of ADHD. And they noticed key contributing factors. They noticed that children who were diagnosed with ADHD, not always, so please don't think I'm referring to everybody or every child that's diagnosed with ADHD, but they noticed quite a substantial amount of people diagnosed with ADHD and didn't have parents that went to third level education. A lot of them came from single parent families. It was socioeconomic. In other words, it was to do with poverty. So there was a lot of environmental factors to do with the diagnosis of ADHD, as well as other reasons which we don't understand. Because as I said already, there is no blood test for ADHD. You base it based off somebody tells you about a person's behaviour or a child's behaviour or an adult telling you about their own behaviour. And as I said, some of the questions, you know, based on that questionnaire are, you know, do you have trouble organising your wardrobe? Are you late a lot? Do you find task completion difficult? Well, then you might have ADHD, according to the research. Well, now, I'm going to be honest with you. I think most people find it difficult to organise their wardrobe. Some people are late quite a lot for a lot of things, although I hate lateness, by the way. I hate tardiness. And do you find it difficult to complete a task? Sometimes I find it difficult to complete a task. I find it difficult to organise the wardrobe. And I wouldn't say I'm ever late for things. I'm generally on time for things. Actually, quite the opposite. I'm usually early. I'm one of those people who's there an hour before everybody else because I'm a little bit paranoid about that kind of situation. So in saying that, but does that mean I have ADHD? I don't know. I mean, I remember Helena, my previous producer, used to always say to me, I think you have ADHD. She used to say that to me because I'd be sitting there and as she'd be talking to me, I'd be looking over her head at the television behind her or I'd be looking somewhere else or she wouldn't be able to get my attention. And my wife says the same thing to me sometimes. You know, she'd be talking to me and she finds it difficult to get me to focus on you know, might be what she's talking about. It's not that I'm not listening. It's I'm one of these people that's very easily distracted. So does that mean I have ADHD? Probably not, but I could have. But, you know, most of us who do have ADHD who are you know, who would have been diagnosed with ADHD as children years ago if we had had the same diagnosis or the same clinical diagnosis, or not clinical diagnosis, behavioural diagnosis, you know, we just lived our lives. We just got on with it. Sarah, hi, how are you?
I'm Grand Niall. And do you know what?
What?
Speaking of gremlins, the gremlins is coming out at Christmas, you know that?
Magwai.
No, I don't know where it is. I read it somewhere that they've made a film, a movie, and it's coming out at Christmas.
The Gremlins.
And it's called The Gremlins. Yeah.
Yeah, the original. Well, do you not remember the original Gremlins?
Yeah, but surely, like, it's not going to be out later.
Why wouldn't it be? But there was loads of gremlins. They'd like Gremlins Part 2 and 3 and 4 and 5. They make loads of those gremlin movies.
Yeah, they know Tickcraft. They like my bank account. Like,
what was the story with the gremlin?
Superman's want to do.
Yeah, do you remember the gremlin? Like, what was the rule to the gremlin? You didn't feed him after midnight and didn't get him wet.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the same as me. You don't feed me after midnight or get me wet.
Obviously, like, of course, your wife is ADHD.
Definitely.
And I start laughing when I hear you saying that because, like, I always say the same thing to my husband.
Yeah.
Go on, when you're finished with your ADHD behaviour, I'm going to make me a cup of coffee. Yeah. Go on, you carry on doing what you're doing. But this is it, like, that's it in society now. Like, people are labelling things too quick. They're too quick to judge. You know,
that's
my personal opinion on you, and I do think.
And why do you think it's overdiagnosed? Why do you think it is overdiagnosed?
Well, I think in certain communities, like, and people jumping on the bandwagon will say, if you get your child diagnosed, you know, you can get an extra couple of quid. You know, and then out the hurt.
Well, I know there's 316 a month domiciliary carers allowance, and then 1,500 quid during the summer for 2 weeks.
But now that's a horrible thing to put your child through. Like, to the extent...
I wouldn't say many people are doing it just for the money. Now, don't get me wrong. There's obviously spurious people out there who are doing it for the money. But I wouldn't say that's many. People are just concerned about their children.
Well, it'd be great now. It'd be great if it was the genuine cases. 100%. But, like, when you do see a mother and a father struggling with a child's behaviour, like, it's shocking.
Now,
you know, but, like...
In most cases, those children do have a behavioural issue, behavioural problem. But in some cases,
yeah,
I would argue that
labeled...
some of those kids are just bad kids, are just bold kids.
No, I wouldn't say that at all. No,
in some cases.
You can't say...
Why can't you say that?
Because you can't, like, because a child is acting out, you can't turn around and say... Right, you're acting out, you're bold, you have a behavioural problem.
No, 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 that's what I'm saying. But in a lot of cases, it's not the child's fault, they can't help it because they have a behavioural issue, right? But in some cases, it's just bold kids.
I don't agree with you, I have to say, when you're saying there's just bold.
But some children are just bold, they're badly behaved.
I don't think so, Niall. Like,
you're telling me every child in the world is perfect? Is a model child?
No, I'm not saying that.
Well, but
I'm not saying just because a child is bold, like the child has ADHD.
No, I didn't say that. No, I'm not saying that. Now, what I'm saying is that genuinely there are children who have what they call ADHD, which is a behavioural issue, right? A behavioural problem.
Right, now,
can't help it. But there are kids out there who are diagnosed with ADHD who don't have ADHD. They're just bold kids who aren't being reprimanded. I'm assuming that's the case in some cases. That's why it's considered overdiagnosed.
Well, it's not like, I remember years ago, like when you think about it, if you were acting out or if anybody thought you were going or your behaviour was anyway funny and you were attending school, it was obviously flagged in school and parents be notified and then they'd send you off to get tested.
Mm-hmm.
And then whatever came back.
Yeah.
You know, but like this thing of ADHD, I just think it's just something to label and say, right, we put that in one corner and we put it to a name so it has a name, so we've recognised it now so we can deal with it. And like as you spoke about there tonight as well, you're not only talking about the well-being of a child. that has years ahead of them, and then they're being put on different types of medication.
Well, that's now we're getting
unhealthy for them.
Well, I'm just going to say now we're getting to the concerning factor. And I used to always talk about America and America medicate. There was a whole documentary that Louis Theroux did called Medicating America, right? Or Medicating Children in America.
Ireland is doing it as well.
I know. That's what I'm saying. So Ritalin and Adderall have become huge here now as well. It wasn't a thing here going back many years ago, but it is now. And, you know, Adderall in particular is an amphetamine. They're addictive. Yeah. You know what I mean? So you'll be careful who you diagnose these things for. And
yeah, but it's not only that, Niall. Do you know, right? And I'm speaking, like, from somebody that I know, right? I know a person's child, right, that went through the mill of being diagnosed and it was going from a younger age. And it continued year after year. And they were saying there was something wrong to the child. Like, first the child couldn't see, child couldn't hear, the child was irritated. It was the child's environment. Anyway, it kept going on and on and on and on and on and on. So they decided then we'll try the child on medication. And the mother and father was, I'm not having my child on any type of medication. But when the person spoke up and advocated for the child not wanting to be on the medication, it was like that they didn't have any care plan or any support in that area for the child that didn't want to be medicated. It was like they need to be medicated or nothing, or else they got struck off.
Okay, so
as a carer for the child.
Oh no, I know what you
mean.
You know,
so you have that.
There was no alternative to the medication.
Yeah.
But here's the bizarre thing.
And not only that now. No, but can I just finish this as well?
Okay.
And then you can.
Okay.
Yeah. No, but what I'm saying is as well, right? We had that first, right? I'd say in the last, I don't know, 3-4 years.
Yeah.
But I think in the last 2 years, what's being really highlighted is adults with it now.
Mm.
You know, you're having an awful lot of adults saying, I've ADHD.
Here's the thing.
And that's what I'm wondering more.
Yeah, I'm wondering what difference it makes to tell people that you've ADHD when you're 40 years of age and you've dealt with whatever behavioural problem you've had throughout your life.
if you observe at the age limits, right? If you're observing, right, a child going into their teens and their behaviours, and then if you're observing the behaviours of an older person or whoever's in their prime, they're totally different behaviours. But yeah, they're still diagnosed as the one. I don't get that at all. I don't understand the whole ethos of that. And that's coming from a psychological, and it's coming from psychiatric and the pediatricians and these, whoever they are, that have these million names in front of their names, come up and diagnose these things. I'm fascinated with that.
See, I'm looking at the questions here, for example, for ADHD. Do you pay attention in conversations? And then it gives you answers. Yes, I do. It's hard to stay focused sometimes. Not really. No, it's one-on-one. I can mostly do it. Always it's so important or most of the time. So I'm going to click here, right?
No, but Niall, you could turn around and say the split personality. Me, myself, and I can agree or disagree in any of those.
Are you organised?
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but are you organised? I just forget where I put something. I'm always doing that, forget where I put things.
No, I never forget.
Okay, well, I just clicked that. Can you focus on work well? Okay, the answers are, it's hard, but I try my best. I'm really good at looking super focused. Hey, heck, I love my job. I mostly do. I get distracted sometimes. Okay, I get distracted sometimes. That's a fair answer. I do get distracted. How do you handle multi-step projects? In other words, you know, multitasking. I prefer to clear the roadmap. I don't know what that is. I thrive when juggling multitasks. I tend to get overwhelmed easily. I often need reminders. I need reminders for each task. That's me. Okay. So I'm just doing me here. Do you get intruding thoughts often? Yeah, that's me. I get distracted all the time.
Mm.
Yeah, all the time. There you go. I just clicked all the time. Do you get distracted by external stimuli? Yeah, all the time. Yeah, that's me. It's hard not to be. Yeah, okay. I'm clicking here. It's going to tell me at the end of this I've ADHD. Can you easily focus on movies and TV? Oh, no, I can focus on movies and TV. Yeah, I'm okay with that. Yeah, most of the time.
Mm.
Okay. Are you able to read for long periods of time? I don't read at all. So that's bizarre, isn't it? I'm a talk show host and I actually never read.
That's because you're good at your job.
Yeah, no, I prefer audio. So I listen to audio books. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you're still good at your job, no matter which way you put it, whether you read or whatever. Okay. It's a gift you have, so you're talented.
Do you have trouble listening when being spoken to directly? Absolutely, of course. Absolutely. Do you have trouble being spoken to when spoken to directly?
No.
Yeah. I do sometimes. If I'm not interested, I tune out. It's a bit bizarre, isn't it, for a talk show host? Yeah, I do listen if
I want. But you'd be great at that.
Yeah. Do you manage your time well? I think I do. Okay.
I don't.
Yeah. How do you approach daily chores? And this is a long, bloody thing here. Okay, I'm just going to go.
Go on.
Yeah. How often do you double check your decisions? Yeah, I do that often. Yeah, I double check things all the time. Okay. Do you make careless mistakes at work or school? No, I tend not to. No. How punctual? Oh, I'm really punctual. Now, are you punctual, by the way?
No.
Yeah, I'm always early. Always early.
No. I am. My son isn't.
Yeah. do you keep a track of important dates? No, I have to set reminders on my phone.
Yes.
How often do you misplace items you use daily? Oh, this is too bloody long. Okay. Yeah, let's see.
Wait, I tell you what, Niall, scroll down the end of the page and see what diagnosed. There has to be a scale to that because everybody suffers with each and every one of them at some point.
Yeah, I'm looking at that. I think there's only two more questions. Do you relax well? Yeah, kind of. Yeah. Can you feel... Ah, Jesus Christ, it's going on forever.
Okay.
Do you take breaks often? No, I like to stay focused. Do you interrupt other people's conversations? All the time.
All the time.
Yeah. All the time. Sure, it's my job to do it. Yeah. I know, there's like a million... Now, there couldn't be that many bloody questions on this thing. For God's sake, Jane, I'm trying to do this thing and there's just too many bloody questions on it. It's never going to...
It's just a question,
yeah. I think probably Chloe is following it with us as well. Chloe, hi, how are you?
Hi.
How are you doing, Chloe?
I'm all good, yeah.
Were you following that as well?
Yeah, no, like, all of my friends always say I have ADHD. Like, I've never been tested, but I did get voted at work for having an attention span of a squirrel. So, like, honestly, I think I might. But, like, as you go on the internet, like, you'll do all these questionnaires. And there's, like, you've ADHD,
Yeah, they'll tell you of ADHD. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Am I blonde?
Who asked, was she blonde?
I did. I'm only joking. I didn't think I could be.
Fiona.
I paid attention to everything.
No, I'm only joking, honestly. I was only having a joke.
I know you were, Fiona. Sorry, so Chloe, Chloe, your friends say you may have ADHD. You've done the test online that says you have ADHD.
Yeah, but like, it's too expensive to get diagnosed. And she look at, like, I just get through college. Like, I may do things last minute and everything, but it's grand. Like,
yeah, and how are you getting on academically in college? Are you getting on okay?
Yeah, but that will affect you emotionally.
No, because I just don't pay attention because I don't really care. Like, I didn't be thinking about squirrels in the middle of class, like climbing trees and stuff. Like, and I just, like, look up on Google, like, the spider's fart. And then I'd be laughing. Like, you know what I mean? But, like, I teach myself, like, 2 days before the assignment's due, I'll stick my head down and, like, I'll probably get done 30 minutes beforehand, but it gets done at the end, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
but,
okay.
Like, I think... Like, sure, even if I don't have ADHD and I'm just, like, super hyper, at least all my friends, they're, like, exciting too. So I don't think ADHD is a bad thing. Like, people are always like, it's a bad thing, but I don't think it is.
No, for some people it's a good thing because they're very active. Like, I'm a very active person. I hate sleep. I think sleep is a waste of time. But I do have to do it, obviously, because otherwise I die. But 5 hours does me, you know what I mean? So sleep is generally, to me, is an inconvenience.
Well, eating to me, I'm like that when it comes to eating.
Yeah, I'm a bit like that when it comes to eating as well, by the way. I don't...
I think it's a pointless task.
Sarah, have you ever been diagnosed for ADHD?
No. Do you think I have it?
Oh, yeah, I think you do.
Ah, stop.
Do you?
Come
here, Chloe, listen, come here, right? Between yourself and myself, right?
Between the two, it's just nobody else.
What sort of characteristics do you think I have like that?
I think you just get very distracted easily. Like, I was even listening to you. You change conversations very quickly.
No, I'm very focused, like.
I know, but you're, like, changing topic real quick. And then I was like, maybe she does have ADHD, because she gets distracted very quickly.
No, because... I'd be only interested... I'm the type of person, if I'm interested in a thing, I'll be interested in it. If I'm not, I'm not. I'd be able to talk around it and talk about it.
And they just get... Do you ever look at something and then you start thinking about something else, which leads to something else?
I do that all the time.
No, I just look at it and I say it's a waste of time, like, because it's not worth, you know, the outcome.
Chloe, maybe that's just me being rude, but if I'm out somewhere and somebody starts talking to me about something I'm really not interested in,
I'll be looking at them, but I'll be looking at their haircut and like, where did they get that? I got a bad haircut, and that leaves me thinking about a duck on a river of like, oh, I love Africa.
Yeah.
And I'll just turn around and be like, have you ever been to Africa? And they're all like, where the hell has she got this from? And I'm just like, that got that from your haircut, you know?
Would you not be honest? I'd be the type of a person, if I'm sitting with a person and I'm speaking to them and they're talking about something, I'd say, listen, come on, listen, I'm not in the humour speaking about that, or.
See,
we're adults, right? And, you know, even if one of us is diagnosed with ADHD, we can deal with it as adults. A lot easier to deal with as an adult, right? But for children, that can be very, very difficult because they're not being stimulated properly.
I don't think it's difficulty, though, because I have two little sisters, and I swear, like, we'd be bouncing off the walls. Honestly, I think the two of them might have it. But, you know, it just makes out for entertaining people.
But it might be entertaining for you, but it may not be entertaining for a parent who has, a, say, a five-year-old who they can't keep them occupied quick enough because they're just running around, as you said, bouncing off walls, literally. That can be difficult for a parent to deal with.
That's the fun of being a kid. Like, and my mom would just be like, there you go, there's crayons, and then just have fun. And then they stop to do something a few weeks later.
And it's not like that. I've seen screaming children in shopping centres. I've seen the mothers looking at them. And my heart go out to the mothers.
Yeah, but I, in saying that, Chloe is kind of right too. I remember talking to a woman one day, and she had a 7 or 8 year old son. And as she was talking to me, he was climbing up a pole beside us, right? And she was saying, "Oh, sorry about that. He has ADHD." And I'm going, "No, he's just being a boy. That's what boys do. They climb poles and they climb trees." And there was nothing wrong when I was a kid with climbing a pole or climbing a tree. You know what I mean?
I honestly think screaming children, that's not ADHD. That's your child being bold. Like, if your child's screaming in a little supermarket, you say, "I'm actually embarrassed for you," and you walk away and you let them know that's embarrassing to do. You know what I mean?
But I agree with you in some cases, Chloe, but there are kids where parents are good parents and they've tried everything and the kid has a breakdown or a meltdown in the middle of the supermarket.
Stand there and be like, "Oh, look at my kid. They're screaming. I'm so embarrassed." Like, a couple of weeks. No, you tell them they're being bold, or you stick them in the car and you say, "I'm staying there. Betty the Witch is going to get you." And like, you walk away. You know what I mean?
You can't threaten a child like that, Chloe. Come on.
No, Betty the Witch is coming. That's what it is. That's what threatens kids. Tell them Betty the Witch
is coming. You definitely have ADHD. Yes, Grace, God, you're brilliant at switching conversations.
Yes, I've seen her. She's switched about 20 times over. Yeah.
But that's Betty the Witch if you're bold. You know what I mean? Like, Betty the Witch comes if you're bold. You leave them on the chair. He's like, you behave or Betty the Witch is going to get you. You know, they'll learn how to be good. Even if they do.
And what old are you, Chloe, by the way?
I'm 22.
Oh, okay. And do you, and have you always been, because even the way you're talking so fast, have you always been a bit hyper?
Oh yeah, no, like all the time. Like people like from different countries actually don't understand a single word I'm saying. It's quite funny.
Yeah, because you do talk very fast. I understand you because I talk fast too. But and activity wise, not just the way you talk, are you always doing something, up to something?
My friends, like, if we're all asleep, I'll be like, they'll sit there on their phone all morning and I have to get up and, like, go on a walk and, like, break breakfast or something, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I can't just be sitting down. I have to start cleaning the walls of my room. I'll start cleaning the walls of my room. Not that they need to be cleaned, but, you know.
Right, okay, you're cleaning the walls of my room. But stay there, because I want to bring Fiona in on this as well. Fiona, I mean, I do believe genuinely that kids do have a behavioural difficulty. Some kids do have behavioural difficulties, but I do find it overdiagnosed. And I remember a girl there telling me recently that her 1.5-year-old baby had been diagnosed with ADHD. And I said, "You're having a laugh."
They're not diagnosed. They're not diagnosed that young.
No, but she told me, the doctor said it.
She has self-diagnosed it.
Yeah.
And this is the whole problem. I'm 55, and when I was a kid, we weren't in our houses. We were out running the fields and having a great time.
Yeah.
And even the kids that were wild, they, by the time they went home at night, they were fucked.
They were knackered.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The problem nowadays is there's far too much games. There's far too much in the house. They're not allowed out because of reasons, of course, naturally, because of what goes on now. But they went on when we were kids as well, but it's more aware now.
Yeah, but there were kids when we were young who had behavioural difficulties that were just ignored and they weren't supported. You know what I mean?
No, we were called weird children.
Mm.
No, I was called at school. I was called, I had a nun. She was a fucking cow. Her name was Sister Michael. And she told my mother that I was a delinquent.
God.
Because I had dyslexia. And I couldn't spell properly.
You.
And every time I didn't spell that word properly, I got lettered with the cane. That was my childhood at school, okay?
Yeah.
But I do think nowadays, no, I don't have ADHD.
Did you get tested for it as a kid?
I know I don't have it. I was answering the questions there. I don't have, I'm not on that format.
When you were a kid, like, did you get tested for ADHD?
No, there was nothing like that.
Chloe,
I never heard the word ADHD till I was about 40.
Until my son was born, I never heard of ADHD, and he's now 29.
But that's probably why he keeps saying that he has ADHD.
Chloe. When I was in fourth year, right, I got pulled into a room, right, with a psychologist, and I was asked to look at pictures. And I separated my heart laughing because they were showing me pictures.
First year, when you were 12, 13?
Yeah, that's exactly when it was. See what you spoke about there about the dyslexic.
That's stupid.
And when I was in an English class, I couldn't understand anything. When it came to music, I could understand it and identify with it. But when it came to something else, I couldn't speak the language of it. But yeah, there was something wrong with me. So they were sending letters home to my mother and father saying there was something wrong with me. And then I remember in the maths class.
Dyslexia and dyslexia.
No, but wait, I tell you, I was doing maths. I got the highest score. I went
there
up and did it from the whole school. And the teacher made a holy show of me because I was after doing it a different way. And she said, how did you do it that way? I said, my father was after teaching me how to do it that way.
Hold on for a second, both of you. The difference is when we're talking about dyslexia, for example. Dyslexia obviously takes a form where you have a difficulty spelling and words don't look good on a page and they kind of rearrange themselves and you leave out words and stuff like that. And I have fierce problems with spelling. Dyspraxia, by the way, can manifest itself in a physical way as well, by the way, because dyspraxia is to do with hand-eye coordination as well as also having other academic difficulties. It can be to do with coordination. So people with dyspraxia, and how I know this is because my daughter had dyspraxia, people with dyspraxia find it sometimes, you know, when they're quite young, they can drop glasses all the time. They spill things all the time, you know, so it's to do with hand-eye coordination as well as many other things. So there is a way of diagnosing that. So they're simple enough to diagnose because you can see that. It's very obvious. But with ADHD, you know, we could all fit into some sort of category, to be honest with you, every single one of us. We all have some sort of, if you want to call it, personality disorder. But I don't believe it's always a disorder. I do believe that there are some kids that have a disorder, if you want to call it disorder. But I think most of us fit into some category of having a different type of personality.
But Niall, do you not agree that people are too quick nowadays to put a label?
Yes, I agree
on
with you.
Children,
absolutely.
Well,
you know what it is. If you go on the internet and you look up anything, if you look up
now, you have a Google.
No, but listen, if you look up all the depression like things, and like, do I have depression? Comes up, are you sad? Of course I am, because I'm looking up, am I depressed? You know what I mean? And if you look up, do I have cancer? Don't tell you I have cancer. So listen, there's no point in going online to diagnose yourself, because you're not going to get something. So go to a doctor and get yourself sorted. That's the problem.
I have to say, I just love the way Chloe talks. It's just like a mile a minute.
Chloe, I have to be honest. Like, I'm a good few years older than you, sweetheart. But I have to say, as I said to Niall there a minute ago, we are too quick to put a label on something before it's even diagnosed.
Mm.
And that is the problem. And I don't... I wouldn't Google. Can I tell you something? I do not Google because I feel that Google gives you a diagnosis and it's not probably even the diagnosis.
Anna, you look at Google, you're going to die. Usually Google tells you you're going to die.
Absolutely.
But no, not only that, right? You think how much it costs to get a child to be diagnosed. Mm. So it's another money racket as well.
Oh, no, well, look, I have no doubt, as I said to you, there are genuine cases of people who have behavioural difficulties and children with behavioural problems. But I have also no doubt that it is being abused. And I do believe it's being overdiagnosed. I completely agree with Fiona. And then I also do believe there's a small cohort of people out there who are using ADHD for financial gain because you do get a domiciliary carers allowance and or you can, not everybody gets it, but you can get domiciliary carers allowance, and you also get that respite money, which is like 1,500 quid a year. So I do believe there's a method in some people's madness. Not everybody, that's a small cohort of people. But there are, you can't deny, say, for example, Fiona, that there are children who have serious behavioural difficulties.
I think if you think your child
has
behavioural difficulties...
But what I am saying is that it's too easily, as you've just said, there's far too much there. It's too easy to put the label on it without the proper diagnosis. I know several people that they're waiting, still waiting. Their kids are 4, 5 and 6 to have their children assessed. But they're getting the domiciliary while they're waiting.
Yeah, but then it's giving the child a complex as well. People don't realise that as well. They're dragging a child through that system that there's probably no need to even do that.
Yeah.
And I think then later on in society with that child, that's when the behaviour starts coming out because they're getting clarity of what they're after being put through.
Yeah, but the other thing too, I'm going to say is there's no discipline anymore with children. Like, there is no discipline. Maybe you're going to ate the heart and soul out of me. But there is, I don't mean beating a child or anything, but there is no discipline. Some of these kids, there's no discipline. My Johnny wouldn't do that, or my Mary wouldn't do that. Yeah, you know what I mean? Yet they're standing behind their mother giving you the finger. Do you know what I mean? It's all right, but he's got ADHD.
Yeah, sorry, Chloe, go ahead.
When I was a kid, if I gave somebody the finger, I knew about it.
Oh no, if I get someone the finger, I wouldn't be leaving the house for a week. Sorry, Chloe, what are you trying to say there?
When I was a kid, when I was old, Betty the Witch came for you. And then Betty Witch needs to come back.
Daddy the... What did you call it? Daddy the Witch?
No, Betty the Witch.
Benny the Witch.
And you didn't eat your kitchen, like you didn't eat your dinner. All of a sudden you hear a witch laugh and Betty the Witch is outside. You would eat that dinner. I'm telling you, Betty the Witch needs to come back.
I don't know if that's such a good idea. But yes,
I was strict to my son and I would never terrify my child like that.
No, I think, Chloe, that's a step too far now, threatening your child with some sort of fictitious, crazy character. Anyway, I got to go into a break. And by the way, just to mention as well, because I mentioned earlier on that the man who diagnosed or who came up with the diagnosis of ADHD was Dr. Eisenberg, who passed away in 2009. And he was a prominent figure in the field of child psychiatry in the 1950s to the 1960s. And he was the one who came up with the term. And that's why, as Fiona rightly said, you know, in our day, there was no such thing because there was no such word as ADHD. People were just considered to be hyper if they were kind of a little bit eccentric or running around or finding it difficult to focus or concentrate or whatever it happened to be. They were considered to be hyper, and if a kid behaved in such a way, they were considered to be bold. So there was no mention of ADHD. So what he said, or what Dr. Eisenberg said before he died, was he was asked why he came up with the term ADHD, and he said to satisfy parents. So he said I had my children being brought to me, and parents were determined to have some sort of label put on them. So he said that was the label that I came up with, or the name I came up with, which is attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, and he referred to it as a disorder. Other doctors since then have said using the term disorder is probably not a good thing by the definition of the word disorder, and that they believe it's not a disorder. They believe it's behaviour and it's normal behaviour, and it's just that we all have different types of behaviour. Some of us are quiet, some of us are sad a lot of the time. We take things more seriously. Some of us are paranoid, some of us are insecure, some of us are a little bit hyper, some of us are a little bit quiet and slow, some of us don't focus too well, some of us do, some of us over-concentrate, some of us under-concentrate. That's just the brain, the human brain. There's no such thing as normal, is there really? I mean, we're all different. What is normal? What is normal behaviour? Normal behaviour is behaviour that's acceptable by society, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's normal. It's just behaviour that we're expected to adhere to in society. So when a child behaves in a way that isn't deemed normal in society, we find that we have to give them a label. Now, as I said, labels can be a good thing and they can be a bad thing. They can stigmatise a child, but they can also be a good thing and get child the support they need, maybe to continue their academic or to do well in academics and continue their career or get a good career. Yeah, Colin, hi, how are you?
How's it going?
It's quite bizarre. So, it's quite bizarre to see all these Instagrammers, you know, telling people they have ADHD and they're not even qualified to do so. But go on.
Yeah. So here's the thing. I think it's possibly in the last 10 years, it's possibly over-diagnosed, especially with adults, because I was diagnosed as a young kid with ADHD when I was about 5 or 6.
And how old are you now?
I'm 36 now.
Oh, okay.
But when I was about 24, it turned out to be a misdiagnosis, and I was diagnosed with having Asperger's. But I hear adults now these days, and they say like, oh, I was diagnosed, oh, I think I have ADHD, and I only found out, you know, basically they're saying like, oh, I only found out recently, and they're full grown adults. So I think it's really been thrown around the place too much.
Yeah, I think it's just one of those things that people just feel they kind of need to have some sort of label attached to them.
Yeah, but like what I'm saying is like, you know, when I was a kid, like, and that's nearly 30 years ago, it was...
I didn't even know people were being diagnosed 30 years ago with ADHD.
Oh, no, they were. Like, and when I even, like, I had to be taken out of school and I had to be put into a different kind of school for people with that stuff.
What were you doing, Colin, you ended up being diagnosed with ADHD? Were you misbehaving in school? You couldn't focus? What was going on?
Kind of, yeah. You know, just kind of bringing in toys into school and stuff, you know. And I wouldn't leave the house for school unless I had my Power Rangers or, you know, my Superman or something, stuff like that. Like,
right,
you know,
okay.
Kind of stuff. Okay. You know, my Superman toys and stuff, my Power Rangers and all that, like, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And there was that kind of stuff, and I wouldn't settle down in class. Like, I was talking in class, kind of, I think.
Yeah, you were kind of disruptive.
A bit, yeah. Like, yeah. But I wouldn't say totally disruptive, because, like, you know, I'd say teachers are more lenient these days as well. Like, you know,
they're more understanding, years. I suppose. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, more understanding is the word, actually. Nice, yeah. Thanks.
Yeah, you would have got a box in the head over 30 years ago off a teacher if you were disruptive. Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, and the teachers these days are more communicating.
Yeah.
With the adults or the parents, you know, kind of.
Yeah. So how are you now? I mean, are you handling life okay now?
Yeah, like I'm in college now do my own thing, like, and, you know, and I ask my questions in college, like, I put my hand up and ask questions and all that, like, I'm settled down now, you know, kind of, and, you know, but when you're out and you're around kind of a younger adults and, you know, and kind of even older adults, you hear the phrase ADHD, and you're, oh, I think I have ADHD.
Yeah.
And it's just been thrown around too much, like, I think.
Yeah, I think it is. And again, I don't want to take away from kids who've genuinely been diagnosed, but I think it is a word that's been thrown out too much. I think it is a label that's put on too many people for the wrong reasons. I don't always think that, you know, people have ADHD. I think some people are just a little bit hyper, or some people are a little bit more active than others. They kind of get labelled too easy. Stay there for a second. Let me just go to Adam as well. Adam, hi, how are you?
I'm good, thanks, you.
Good. Adam, do you think it's overdiagnosed?
One of the most overdiagnosed things that is in the modern world right now.
Probably.
But I think a big part of it for me is it's been overdiagnosed for... Schools are very, very quick at the moment to start pushing towards an ADHD diagnosis. And the most one reason is obviously they are understaffed, and it's easier to blame a child for having ADHD. Another reason is I believe they get more funding per child if they've got behavior issues, so it all helps that way. But then there's the flip side of it, where there's children that I can remember my final year at school. I left when I was 16, so what, 22 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I remember even back then in my final year, it was just being introduced into the UK, where children that, let's say, were disruptive and refused to go to school, refused to engage, just really pushing the boundaries at school,
yep,
were rewarded then by being allowed to go and do vocational learning. So they were learning to be bricklayers, they were learning to be joiners, they were learning hair and beauty, and not being made to go to school.
Yeah.
Well, For somebody like me that hated school, if I had been at school a few years later, I would have probably pushed myself down that direction. It was only because it was my final year that I didn't have the chance.
Yeah.
But you've got to see it from a child's point of view that doesn't enjoy school. And they feel, well, we're being rewarded here for being disruptive, being bold, being naughty.
We're being given an excuse. We're being given an excuse to behave like that.
And when you actually think about it, like, if a... if a child at 15 years old can go into a vocational course as a bricklayer, a plumber, whatever it is, hair and beauty, they're naturally putting themselves at an advantage. People look at getting self-diagnosed or forcing diagnosis as a disadvantage. They're not, they're at an advantage because they're 3 years further on and 3 years more experience than somebody who's gone through the education system when they've got their mind set on, I want to be a hairdresser, I want to be a bricklayer. But why are we doing that? Surely the education system should be looking to change.
We seem to want to label everything nowadays. Now, don't get me wrong, labels, as I said already, can sometimes be a good thing because it helps people get support, right? But we seem to automatically want to label people, you know, with dyspraxia, with dyslexia, with ADHD or whatever it happens to be. And as I said, labels can be good sometimes, but sometimes they can stigmatise children too, which is not a good thing.
I agree. You know, and you touched on something just before the break where you said dyslexia. It's quantifiable. You can sort of diagnose and have proof behind it.
I know I'm dyslexic. Now, don't get me wrong, I don't want a label of it, but I know I'm dyslexic because we only see my Twitter posts if I don't put them to a spell check. And here's the thing I do all the time. Here's the thing I do. It's not that I just misspell words. I leave words out. So in my own head, I think I've written the word, but I haven't. I've just omitted it. And I read back on stuff that I put up.
You read it back?
No. I don't, because in my head, I see the word, but it's not there. And somebody else points it out and goes, where's the word but gone or the word to gone? And I haven't put it in, which means the sentence makes no sense anymore. And so I notice I do that. So what I do with everything now is when I'm putting stuff up on social media for either my podcast or the show or whatever it is, I'll put it into Word or spell check it first.
Yeah, exactly. And then that makes, like you said, you wouldn't want a label putting on it. But
no,
you
I don't. No,
you suffer with dyslexia or that something along that realm.
Yeah.
But my thing with ADHD is, it's like somebody going to a doctor after they've been involved in a minor car accident. You try disproving whiplash. It is impossible to disprove, which is why it is always signed off as whiplash.
Now, somebody did text in earlier on when I said there was no blood test for ADHD and they said their child had a blood test and it came back positive for ADHD. Well, I don't know where you got your blood test. There is no such blood test. So you're either lying to me or you're just fantasizing. I'm not too sure. There is no blood test for ADHD.
It's either from Amazon or Wish.
Yeah. No, there is no blood test for ADHD. Is based purely on behavior and it's a behavioral diagnosis.
And also based on an opinion. Mm. And this is
Well, the opinion of a child psychologist, yes.
Yeah, but there's so many people now that the only work they do is diagnosing ADHD. Well, it's in their interest to diagnose ADHD. These aren't general practitioners that are diagnosing, but are dealing with every other case, and it makes no difference whether it's a positive or a negative. If you've got somebody that will issue, imagine a driving test examiner that passed every student, every single person would be booking a test with him. And word gets round. These are all privately funded now. And don't get me wrong, there are some children that are genuinely, genuinely struggling.
Yeah.
But there are a bigger percentage of parents that refuse to accept that their child is misbehaving for one of multiple reasons. Most prominently now, they are misbehaving because they are not getting the attention of their parents.
Are they not being stimulated?
Xbox.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've got the attention of their Xbox. And their mum and dad, when the parents look up from their phone and say, oh yeah, just give me a minute, I'm on TikTok. That is that's the issue. Children need to be stimulated. They need to have people spending time with them. The lady on the phone, the lady just before the break, pointed out, we all used to go out and play.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody goes out now. I remember when I was a kid, everybody at Christmas was unwrapping their bike. How many children will get a bike for Christmas this year? Not that many. Most will be getting an iPhone or an Xbox.
Yep.
Or a PlayStation.
Yeah.
And that's the difference. They don't get out. They don't burn their energy off. And when they get to school, teachers are that scared to say anything to a child now in case they get accused of miss whatever.
And I'm interested, according to the Centre of Disease Control and Prevention, boys are 3 times more likely to receive a diagnosis of ADHD than girls. The disparity isn't necessarily because girls are less susceptible to the disorder. Rather, it's likely because ADHD symptoms are present are present differently in girls. Now, see, boys are generally more active than girls and always have been. You know, generally when I was a kid, you didn't see girls climbing trees. You've seen boys climbing trees. And I'm not saying they don't. They do. But when girls climb trees, we always refer to them as tomboys. That was the kind of term that we used to use years ago. That doesn't mean they shouldn't climb trees, by the way. They should. I think all kids should climb trees if they want to climb trees or do whatever it is or run around in circles in a field or do whatever it is that you have to do to burn it off. Because you got to remember, kids are just buzzing with energy and they have to be stimulated. Now, our parents generally stimulated us. They brought us out. They gave us a football. They got us a bike. But you are right. And, you know, the caller before the break, as you rightly said, she was right too. Nowadays, we just sit them down at a computer or a PlayStation and expect that to stimulate them for the whole evening or day. Yeah. And it doesn't. And
if I came on this show any night of the week and said, I've just bought a 6-month-old puppy and I've locked it in a 6-foot by 6-foot room for 12 hours of the day, every single person would be ringing up saying that I'm cruel because I've locked a puppy that needs to be walked, needs to burn its energy in a room for 6-foot by 6-foot. Yet people are quite happy to let their children sit in a bedroom all day long, every single day.
You are right. I do believe that has a lot to do with it. It's our behaviour towards children and the way we raise children nowadays has a lot to do with that. And by the way, the research shows that too, that they also show that ADHD is more prevalent in children who come from a lower socioeconomic background, children from single-parent families, children whose parents didn't receive third-level education. These are all elements, environmental elements, in the diagnosis of ADHD. Now, again, I don't want to say or suggest for a minute that there aren't children that genuinely have behavioural difficulties from birth, and that is the case. But, you know, in a lot of cases...
Stereotype.
Yeah.
But, and I'm really, really not stereotyping, but all of the things that they've said, where the higher percentage come from, also lead back to they are probably learning what is going on around them.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same as when we talk about people, oh, what would you do if you caught your 15-year-old got brought home for shoplifting? Oh, well, I did it as a kid, so it's all right. And they learn from their parents. And when their parents are a little bit, I don't know the right word, a little bit roguey, it carries on. And the easy thing to do is, instead of just accepting that child needs punishing, that child needs teaching the rights in the world rather than the wrongs, we straight away look for a reason why Joe is a bit of a tow rag, why Melissa's going round causing trouble. We look for a reason, and it always has to be a diagnosis, because then whatever happens in the world, it is, oh yeah, but he's got ADHD, bless him.
Mm.
Well, he hasn't got ADHD in, I think, probably 70% of cases now.
Okay, well, hang on for a second, because I've got to go to Sean very quickly before I go to our guest this evening. Sean, hi, how are you?
How you doing, Noel? How are you?
Good, Sean.
Well, here's the thing, Noel. I'm a very big family man, and I have a lot of girls, sisters. I have a lot of nephews and nieces. And most of our nieces and nephews are okay. You know, there's no problem with them whatsoever. My brother's young fella. He's a bastard, basically.
Oh, you can't be saying that about it. You can't be saying that about a child.
Oh, I can. Well. Now, and here we get it. No, here we get it. Oh, he's on the spectrum. He's ADHD.
Well, maybe he is on the spectrum.
Isn't his bollocks, Noel. No, he's not. And I will say this. He got away with murder, Noel, as a kid. And, you know, he's a bollocks, Noel. And
you're talking about a child, Sean.
I am, yeah. I am.
I know,
I am.
Yeah. It's not nice to refer to a child as
But it's not
names.
Nice. But we want to speak the truth here, Noel. I'll give you the truth. All of our kids are okay. All of their kids are very respectable. And you know, they respect each other. This little fucker wants to cause trouble. He wants to, you know, cause trouble with his teachers. He wants to cause trouble with his mother and father. For the simple reason is the mother and father didn't do a good enough job of bringing them up. And when you say
they didn't bring him up well, I mean what?
They gave him everything. They gave him everything, Noel.
Spoiled.
They spoiled the bollocks. They spoiled him. And he is a bollocks. And, you know, it's as simple as that. I don't believe ADHD and spectrums and this, that,
you know. Well, no, Sean, you can't say that. There are children on the spectrum. There are children who have behavioural issues.
Well, here's the thing, though.
Just because you describe the little fella you know and you believe that the reason is because he's spoiled and he's just misbehaving, that doesn't mean every child is in the same category.
Well, everybody's using the same excuse, Noel. I've heard the same excuse again and again and again. Just to cover her up that their child is a bollocks.
Oh, that's
he's on the ADHD and
right, well, I tell you what, Sean, unfortunately I've run out of time, but I'm going to continue this conversation tomorrow and I'll bring you back on again because I think a lot of people will have issues with what you said.
Okay. Yes, you know what? It's just an excuse. You know, if they had some kind of cop on and that's, I gave out to my brother so many times. You let him away with everything. You gave him everything. You gave him everything too quick. You know, you filtered this.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what, Sean, we are going to bring the topic up again, and I tell you what, I will get you back on to talk about that, all right? Thank you very much indeed.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio, the multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show.